ministering for 55 years in downtown Fresno to women and children in crisis. That's the Evangel Home of Fresno, and this is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. You've tuned in to Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
It is always such a treat to bring Heartline from Evangel Home to the airwaves. And if I sound a little, like I'm trying to bring energy to the table, it's because we're recording in the afternoon, not in the morning, and it's Jim's nap time. I'm old, you know.
I was just thinking, this is the time of day my brain leaves. So, Cynthia, you got a lot of work to do.
Cynthia's got to carry the program. We are in Jerry Brenneman's office. Jerry's the director of Evangel Home, and we have a very special staff member and friend and sister with us today, and we're not sure where all this is going to go. You suggested some things to talk about, Jerry, but why don't you first introduce Cynthia, and then let's talk a little bit about donations to Evangel Home and why they're private.
Okay. Thank you. Cynthia has been with us for 12 years or so, 15, 20, 40?
11 years.
I knew it was in there somewhere.
11 years.
And she was a house manager. She was our daycare director. She is our cook. So she's sort of trying out all the positions, and maybe someday she'll be doing the radio show as the director. Who knows? She is a love, and wherever she is, she does a great job. She's got a firm, loving hand and heart for the women. She's meticulous. When she was doing daycare, we always teased her about being the glitter lady, because wherever she was, there was glitter. She loves the kids. And then we had an opening in the kitchen because, as you know, Lily, who was our cook forever, had cancer and had to be off for quite a while. And Lily is fine now and back, but she's our night house manager. And we put Lily there to take the pressure off of her as the cook, because that's a harder job. It's a more physical job than being the night house manager. And before I looked outside to hire a new person, I thought, no, there's got to be somebody here who we already know and trust. And at the time, Cynthia, who loves the kids, there, when I look at where we get the most bang for our buck, to put it in those terms, we needed a cook more than we did a daycare person to watch a few kids in the morning. And so I asked her about making that change, and it was difficult. She didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. She was very comfortable with the kids. She's very comfortable sitting on the little chairs. And also, becoming the cook was a way out of her comfort zone, because she hadn't done that before. But here she is, several years later, the cook.
Yeah, well, La Cuca, and La Cuca-er of enchiladas extraordinaire, I can tell you that. She makes some fabulous enchiladas, I can tell you that.
Cynthia is Hispanic, in case people are wondering why we are calling her La Cuca and having this.
So 11 years you've been with Evangel Home. Mm-hmm. Now, I met your son 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, Andrew.
Andrew, yeah. Yes. Tell me a little bit about your family. We don't ever get into that part of your life.
Oh, wow, my family. My family I love dearly. I have 4 boys and 2 girls, and my sons are beautiful. I mean, they recently got saved about 2 years ago, and they're still serving the Lord. My son, I'm very proud of him. His name is Andrew, because sometimes when he goes to school here at Cesar Chavez, he comes to help me out. So he's in the kitchen with me, but he's going to school. He's finishing school to become a firefighter. Ah. So he's going to become a firefighter, and he's almost finished with school.
Yeah, he looked kind of burly. I know. Yeah. I didn't want to wrestle him.
My husband in the picture, too.
Oh,
we kind of like him.
Yeah, my husband, Fernando, yes. We've been married for 25 years. He's serving the Lord also. He works at Producer's Dairy, not too far from me. And he's just awesome. I just love him, and he loves the Lord, and we're a family of God.
We had a friend one time, and Sharon said something about we'd been married X number of years. I think it was 32 at the time or something like that. And this guy says, well, my wife and I have been married 32 years also. I was married to my first wife 4. She was married to her first husband 6. We've been married to each other for a total 32 years. Well, that happens, but by God's grace...
Yes.
When a marriage lasts, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the transition from the child care to the kitchen. Was that a struggle for you?
Yes, it was. Yes, because I did love the daycare very much. I love the children. I do love glitter, as Jerry was saying.
Glitter, yeah.
Department frowns on glitter in the kitchen.
I still do love glitter. And I also still have the opportunity to work with children at my church. I am the teacher for the STAR Club. It's a STAR Club. So I do still work with girls from the ages from 5th, 4th, and 6th grade. So I thank God for that. Yes, it was kind of hard because when I entered the kitchen, I didn't know anything about the kitchen. It was hard, a little confusing because I do cook big meals, but at home. Mm-hmm. So here was different. It was like, oh, my Lord, how do I do this and what do I do? So I had to do a lot of praying. I had to do a lot of humbling myself because I didn't want to be in the kitchen, I was telling Jerry, but I was going to try to do it. And then I started praying, and I asked the Lord just to give me love for this kitchen. And boy, did he give me love for the kitchen. I love the kitchen. I love it. I love what I do. I have learned so much. I took a class for to get my certificate. That should be coming this week, and I'm hoping and praying that I passed. But it wasn't easy. I mean, I had to learn so many different things, temperatures and all those things about the kitchen, not just cooking. There's a lot of work to it, so... But I'm doing okay. I think I'm doing okay because no one's complained about my food yet.
And I want to say that I bet a line we've never heard before and we'll never hear again is, I love glitter.
I love glitter. Yeah, that's an underused phrase in our society. I don't know if I've heard that before. Well, just related to the subject of food, Jerry, you were mentioning before we opened the mic about years ago when Evangel Home did accept some government food donations. Now, briefly, tell us what happened in that process so that we don't take food.
We don't take government food. And why I started thinking about that, Jim, was the city's new homelessness plan to get rid of homelessness in 10 years. And we are not involved in the city's plan. We will not get money from the city, even though that's what we've been doing since 1955 is helping homeless people. Mm-hmm. We used to take government money, or food, never government money, sorry, government food. When I came here 22 years ago, that was the system. We had donated food, but then we had government food, and it was usually peanut butter, eggs, cheese, and stuff we relied on for a long time. And then they changed the rules a bit, and they said you have to take inventory a certain way, and Lily used to take a very detailed inventory. That was the system for a while. And then they changed the system so you did inventory, but you also had to store the food away from your regular donations. And so we did that. We thought that was a little weird. Here's the government food here, and here's the freely donated stuff. But we stored it in its little cage in the basement. And that's kind of what it's like as I think about it. It's like a cage. Yeah. And it's like this animal in the cage. Mm-hmm. You don't know what it's going to do next. Mm-hmm. And so the next thing that happened was the contract came. And there was a paragraph right above the signature line, and one of the lines in the paragraph said, you cannot accept this food if you practice religious influence or coercion. Influence or coercion. I will sometimes paraphrase, I'll sometimes probably exaggerate or understate, but those words were the exact words. Mm-hmm. You can't influence or coerce. Well, we don't want to coerce mm-hmm. anybody, mm-hmm. but we do want to influence mm-hmm. everybody mm-hmm. that a relationship with Jesus Christ is the way to go. And so how could we do what we do and be who we are if we said, okay, well, we'll just pretend. Mm-hmm. And I didn't sign the contract anymore, and we got rid of the government food. But I will never forget, Jim, that even the implication that followed the influence or coercion, it also basically said you can't require chapel. You can't require prayer as a condition of eating this food. And my joke for a long time was, do you have to pray over that food? It's so bad, that's the only way we could eat it. And that's one way I remember distinctly the phrase that we just talked about. We pray for every meal. We sing and we gather and we pray. And it's a wonderful time to give thanks and to teach the women. And we're not beating anyone over the head with the Bible. We are not forcing people to be saved. We can't do that.
Right.
But it's those little ways that we influence, mm-hmm. like gathering over a meal and praying. Mm-hmm. You don't know. Maybe that's all we need to do for somebody that day is pray when we eat. So We don't take government food.
And we've talked for all the years that I've been doing this program that it is that Evangel Home is operated strictly on private donations, no government funds, because of the strings attached to the funds. And there's a very practical demonstration of what happens when you get government involved. And, you know, bless their hearts, they do some good things out there. But when they start attaching those kinds of strings so that they hamstring your ministry and cause you to change the way you operate and your philosophy, that's not good.
Or it causes you to play a pee under a shell game. And it's like, okay, well, we'll take this food and we'll put it over here, and so legally people really won't be praying over it. You get into slicing and dicing like that in a ministry, and I think God will get you.
Yeah.
Because
thanks, Lord, for everything except the peanut butter today.
Yeah.
Were you here at all during that part of that, Cynthia?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. What would you like to see our listeners jump in and help out more with as far as food donations? She pulls a list out of her pocket. Just happened in the apron, Dad. And she didn't know I was going to ask that. I didn't know I was going to ask that.
I don't think Jared knew either, but I was prepared, kind of. First of all, I really want to thank God, first of all, for all that He does for Evangel Home. I want to thank all the people that give so freely out of their hearts. Thank them. I thank them very much. The kuka. La kuka. And I also thank all the volunteers that come and help in the kitchen and just the people that bring food. You know, it's awesome to see all those people do that. I mean, I'm just like, wow. Oh, wow. And I also want to thank OK Produce also, too. So, yes, our needs?
Yes.
Our needs right now are coffee. Our needs are coffee right now and creamer. We also need hamburger meat and breast chicken and cheese and oil. Those are our needs right now.
Okay. There, my listening friend. You've heard a very practical way to get involved with the Ministry of Evangel Home. And if you didn't catch that list, give us a call at 264-4714. Cynthia will repeat that for you.
I think it's on the website, and it'll also be in our next newsletter.
Okay. It's on the website, evangelhome.org. And will also be in the next newsletter. Cynthia, thank you for sharing. Bless your heart. When I got here today, here comes Cynthia and here, not Joe Janelle, but almost everybody else. Roslyn, Rosalina, Ruby.
People
I don't get to see in the morning. And it was just kind of like a party out there for a little while until we got in here.
It's always
a party. All right, we're out of time. Ken Adams, thank you. And folks, be praying for Ken. He's got some health issues he's going to be dealing with, and we don't need to go into that. Be praying for his health. We just appreciate you, Ken, for making this into a radio program. And thanks for being with us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be found on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org. Again, that phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thanks so much for tuning in this week's edition. We'll talk to you next time for Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.